And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. Here is a poem that charts the divide between patient and surgeon in the operating room. Alfred University professor and poet Heather Hallberg-Yonda describes the patient's thoughts as she awaits the anesthesia in her poem So Many Masks. This room inherits its severity from the rest of the hospital, or maybe it's the other way around. Even the ghosts have been cleaned away with antiseptics that linger in the nose for days, though you wish for one now to stand by with a protective hand in yours or a caress to the brow. Surrounding you, a constellation of metal instruments and fluorescent lights. Machinery taps your heart's syllables and lisps your deepest secrets. After the hand washing, the gowns, and so many masks, surgeons arrive. Part the careful air in this operating room so their anonymity can join your own. They speak amongst themselves in tongues you cannot understand, and you notice the separateness that echoes through the spaces around you, the division between you and them. And though you don't like to think of it this way, between business and living. Days ago, driving down McHenry Valley, you startled a deer as she darted into the road. The shriek of your brakes, the blur of her coat caught in your headlights, you were as frightened as she was. Safe on the other side, she watched you recover and continue. You wish for her resilience just now, as you are given your own mask, the air thick inside, accompanied by the dizzying fall into anesthesia's small death.